I thought in the first half we weren't brave enough, and in the second half I think we still couldn't find that last strike on goal. This is a tournament, you get nothing for a draw. So then we kept on pushing as hard as we could. If I'd have suddenly got on the defensive, it would be admitting that I didn't think we were good enough to beat Nigeria.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am Shane Matsoyane. Today we bring you the press match conference by coach Stuart Baxter after last night's game between Bafana Bafana and Nigeria. But before we get to that, in studio with me, I am joined by two Sokala Duma journalists, Masebe Kleina and Biva Nazo. Gentlemen, welcome to this episode.
Yeah, Shane. It's always good to be here.
Thank you for having me, Shane.
Tabif, let me start with you. So near, yet so far, they always say, especially about our national team, Bafana Bafana. What's your take on last night's game?
Yeah, well, it was a game of two halves. I mean, in the first half, we couldn't get going. But in the second half, especially after the introduction of Themba Zwane, we looked like we can play. I mean, the short passing game. And I think also there was a change of plan from Coach Stuart Baxter when he introduced Zwane, because in the first half we relied mainly on the pace of Lodge and Dow. So all we wanted to do was to defend and then catch them on the break, but that didn't work, and Stuart was quick to see it and made the change when he substituted Lodge for Zwane. And then when Zwane was introduced, we started then playing the short passing game.
Many people were also complaining about the three central midfield pairing of Dean Furman. There was also Mokocho, there was also Zungu. Many felt that you should have taken at least one of them just to give Bafana that extra push, because we were chasing the goal. Many felt that Coach Stuart should have made a substitution right there in our central midfield. Do you agree?
Well, football is a game of opinions, Shane, and I don't agree with that, because one, we had a problem at the right of our defense where Tamim Kize was always outpaced and left for dead by Ahmed Musa. So you needed someone like Furman to sort of play the cover to Tamim Kize, and then those two would then hold the midfield, because you will remember also Nigeria had three in midfield: Iwobi, Etebo, and Ndidi, and they were overpowering us in the midfield in the first half. They were slightly dominating, so to take out one of the three would have been a problem, in my opinion.
Let me bring you in, legend. I want us to talk about the coach's approach to the game. The players that started, when you looked at the lineup, were there any changes that you think or you felt the coach Stuart Baxter should have made ahead of the game last night?
Yeah, Shane. I didn't have a problem with the lineup. I mean, with the players that he selected to start. I didn't have a problem at all. It was a good team. The only problem I had was the approach to the match, because going into the match, I mean, the excitement, we're all very excited, obviously, because of the previous result from the previous game on the weekend against Egypt, where we did very, very well. For some reason, I mean, from the way we started the game, we're a bit slow, we're a bit like, we looked a little bit relaxed as opposed to when we approached the Egypt game. I don't know what went into our minds. I mean, our attacking prowess didn't show. I mean, Lodge and Pezi Dau, we expected a lot of speed from them. We didn't see that. And Tamim Kize, who's been our best player up to the Nigeria match, looked a little bit out of sorts. We were attacked, and that was the main problem. I don't know. Even the two central defenders, Buhle and Tyson, I mean, all in all, we allowed Egypt to come at Nigeria to come at us, and we gave them too much space to play, and that was our main downfall.
Ahmed Musa, the Beavs, you spoke about him earlier. The guy was having a game of his life. Was there anything that Coach Stuart Bielsa should have done in that instance? Because we had no answers in the first half, and also in the second half, we still had no answers for the boy.
Yeah, look, we had players on the bench. He should have seen. Maybe at halftime, the first substitution we should have made maybe was to bring in Raman Phahlele. He's an experienced player. Yes, up to that game, he didn't play any matches for the national team in the tournament. But we all know him. He's very experienced. He's played for big teams in the country. He's played for the national teams from junior level up to the senior team. I think the coach maybe there should have taken the risk and say, okay, no, Rama, we need your experience here.
Yeah, Tabius, did you do enough, in your opinion, to stay longer in this tournament?
I wouldn't say we didn't do enough, Shane. I mean, the boys tried. But coming back to Ahmed Musa's question, I think what would have helped us in terms of trying to contain him was changing the formation. With the formation that we were playing, remember, we were playing three up front, three in the middle, and four at the back. So there was a space exposed there already for him to run. And there was no one tracking back in terms of like assisting Tammy. Because when you play a 4-4-2, then your wingers track back, they run from corner flag to corner flag. But when you play 4-4-3, then it's a different story. Because you rely mainly on the midfielders on one of the three midfielders to sort of cover. One covers that wing, one covers that wing. But it's not the same as having out and out wingers. So that was the problem, because with Tammy always isolated there, it was always going to be the case that Musa's pace was going to work against him.
Well, gentlemen, as promised earlier, please sit back and do enjoy the press conference.
Yeah, it's difficult when you've lost a game in the dying minutes. It's difficult to find positives. I'm sure that in 1 week's time, I will find some positives. At this moment, I'm finding it very difficult. But I thought in the first half we weren't brave enough to get on the ball in tight spaces and brave enough to press higher. And in the second half, I think we tried to do that better, and we managed to get a better, more mobile possession, which gave Nigeria more problems. But we still couldn't find that last strike on goal to get there. Nigeria were always dangerous. They were really well organised. They have good players. And because we didn't defend as well as we could and we were trying to press higher, we left some spaces, especially down the flanks, where their good players could attack 1v1. We didn't have support to get there. And then you make a choice as a coach. You go defensive and try and have 1-1 and go into extra time where you try and win the game. So we tried to win the game, but we lost it in the dying minutes, which is tough to take. But congratulations to Gennett and his team. I'm sure they will be one of the teams that will be competing to lift the trophy at the end of the tournament. We fought our way back into the game, and at the moment we scored, you can imagine that Nigeria weren't very pleased. And so if we have a chance to win the game, I think this is a tournament. You get nothing for a draw. So then we kept on pushing as hard as we could without leaving ourselves too exposed. And the goal comes from a set play, which is not dealt with by us. And I don't think we can close out the game any better than that. So if I'd have suddenly gone on the defensive, it would be admitting that I didn't think we were good enough to beat Nigeria. And I think in a tournament, you've got to take that chance. If it was we'd been battered, then maybe I would have been happy to just close the game down. But we got back into the game, therefore we were on the front foot, and I think you have an obligation to the game of football to try to be positive in that circumstance. Since we played in that game in Ujo, there's been a massive change in the face of the squad. I think we've had 13 debutants during the last 2 years. Even the players that were good players, we've changed quite a few. We've had to, because we've had to try to re-manipulate the average age of the team. We've brought in some younger ones. We've kept some of the older players, and I think it's been a difficult journey, because as a coach, if you make changes, sometimes that's very popular. You bring in some young players, that's very popular, but you lose games and you don't live very long. So that the journey has been difficult, but we didn't lose a game for 1.5 years. So during that process, it was good. And we came to this tournament really to try to give this team a tournament, a major tournament that they haven't had, because we've not qualified for AFCON for quite a while. So I'm sure that the experience will do the players good, but we have to learn. You know, it's not a question of just experiencing it. You have to learn and adjust and be better. So we need to be better.
Was there anything about the Nigeria team that surprised you?
No, they're a good team. They have good players. They're well organised. We expected that. But we're also trying to win the game. So if the only thing I've got to do is to stop Nigeria playing, then maybe we shouldn't be at a major tournament. Maybe we should stay at home. Because we also have to develop. And we won't develop by just defending with 11 players and making fouls and wasting time and kicking the ball out of play. So I haven't seen the statistics yet. I believe that those are the statistics, but that wasn't because we were surprised. I think it's important that the players feel the trust of the coach in every situation. And I think Lebo came to me last night with the doctor and said that he had a hip flexor problem from Strasbourg that was giving him some problems, but we tested him and he could play. That's why I took him off at the finish, because his hip flexor was sore. I don't think he played badly. I think he's a young player playing against very experienced players and playing in a very difficult game. So that he doesn't play a man of the match performance every week is not a surprise. But I thought he played okay. I thought he did his job. He's just playing against good players, and we didn't in the first half get a very good service to him. But we took him off because he had a little bit of an injury.
Going forward, Bafana, what do you think they really need to do?
I think it's a very big question. That's a very big question, because it's not only talking about Bafana as a team. You're talking about individual players, talking about experiences playing abroad. You're talking about the youth development of the country. You're talking about talent identification, coach education, and so. We have some very good plans in South Africa, but the word implementation needs to be stronger. And I think if we can follow that and continue the development programme, then I think that Bafana will gain from that. And I think it needs support. It needs supporting. You know, the players, the environment that they play in is very important. So we all need to support that. Any strategies that we have to develop football needs to be supported by everybody.
Sokala Duma Radio.